This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Conspiracy Con was a killer good time. I can't tell you just how thankful I was for everyone who came up to me and had such nice things to say about the show. Ugh, I wish I could go back. We met so many fabulous people while we were in Kansas City. I think it was announced on Twitter, so you're probably already aware, but Pete and Peter from the true crime podcast Death Row Has Talent were kind enough to invite me on to record an episode with them. It was an absolute blast. If you're into respectful true crime comedy, then this is the pod for you. Pete and Peter were both just so witty and hilarious, and the cases they cover are really, really well researched. They make discussing the gory, disturbing details of serial killers, their crimes, and the intimate lives of their victims so entertaining and so much fun. Don't forget to check it out. And while you're at it, leave yourself a reminder to pre-order my memoir/cookbook, The Sky's the Limit. Not only will you get all the exclusive locker room talk from my days as Crash Bandicoot's legendary blocker for the 6-time flat track roller derby league champion, St. Louis Muckslingers, you'll also get my epic recipe for something I like to call dog shit pie. Don't worry, it's chocolate, it's vegan friendly, and it's delicious. Before I end the stream today, I want to give a special shout out to the people who are constantly posting about secret projects but never actually releasing any content. Y'all really are out here doing the most. I'm Karen, and this has been Heliocentric Fantasies with Karen.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Episode 10. My First Time Using a Chainsaw. Written and created by Jeremy Ellert. Starring Zane Schacht, Jack Carmichael, Lauren Grace Thompson, Matthew Woodcock, Kenneth Fairclough, Su Ling Chan, Josh Rubino, and Addison Peacock.
To think Walt isn't a real Freemason.
Yeah, I've started to think that too.
So what should we do? Can we just open the cage door and hope he leaves?
Too risky. He might still be upset about us locking him up and may not be willing to forgive and forget. Forget. If only there was some way of erasing his mind. Maybe I could... No, that would probably just kill him.
Speaking of, do you think there's a chance we'll have to murder him?
Jesus, Evan, don't say that out loud, in public.
This isn't public. This is our yard. That's what you're always shouting at the neighbors.
Gail, you need to realize that what we're doing is very dangerous and highly sensitive. Anyone could be listening at any time. NSA, CIA, FBI, the DNC, OOPS, Freemasons, the Jason Society, the White Boys, the phone company, Jeff Bezos, the cops, anyone!
Have we gone deep enough yet?
No. If you follow the money, it always goes deeper.
No, I mean the hole. Is the hole deep enough yet?
Oh, let's see. Nope. Looks like we still got a little way to go.
Can you imagine how long it's gonna take us to dig one for him?
Him who?
Him Walter? The Freemason. I'm talking about when we have to... You know?
I just said don't say anything!
Sorry, I meant, the other really big, bald iguana we have inside. That if it dies, we might need a bigger hole than what would work for an iguana of this size.
You know what? This time, Gail, you're absolutely right. I think we're long overdue for a trip to Peterson Hardware.
Do you think we'll need a chainsaw?
Can't hurt. How much are they charging for chainsaws these days?
Whoa, only $200! And we can always return it when we're through.
We'll probably need to clean it up afterwards.
Well, of course.
Hey there, my name's Samuel. Can I help you folks find anything?
Hi, Samuel, I was just wondering, what's your return policy on this chainsaw? You know, like, if it gets damaged or something.
Depends on how the damage occurs.
What if it was in self-defense?
Excuse me?
We're good. Go make your commission somewhere else, pal.
Right. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Ooh, check out the shovel. Fuck yeah, baby, now that's a shovel.
Ooh, you are right. This is a fancy shovel.
Right? I'm telling you. Should we get two?
If we're both going to be digging, I don't want to spend the entire time fighting over who gets to use the good shovel.
Can you slide the bleach and duct tape over this way? Just need to make a little more room in the cart for...
Yeah, just one sec. I gotta... There you go. Huh. I am stumped. All these ropes look like good ropes to me.
Well, The first thing you want to look for is the dexterity of its thread and the relative density of its fibers. That will determine its knotability.
Hey there, folks. Are we still doing okay?
Not much different than the last time you asked 15 minutes ago.
Actually, we had some questions about your selection of rope. Which one of these ropes has the highest grade of knotability?
Knotability?
Yeah, knotability. How easily rope can be knotted together. Come on, guy. Watch a How It's Made video.
Right. Well, I guess to determine which rope would be right for you, we'll need to know what kind of project you've got in mind for this rope. Judging from the other items I see in your basket, it looks like... Well, to be honest, it looks like you're gonna need the Jenkins Big Boy rope. Strong enough for a man, but made to tie down a Christmas tree. Here, give it a tug.
That is strong.
See what I mean? Let me know if you need anything else.
Yeah, thanks. We really needed you to point out the most expensive rope and say it was the best rope.
In my experience, when it comes to certain jobs, cutting corners could cost you years in the long run. Here, for you.
The fuck is this?
If you ever need a safe space to hang out and just be your true self.
What's it say?
The Maple Hill Murder Club.
Let us drink, laugh, and sing. Our wine has a spring. Be merry and put a bright face on. Be a free and accepted mason.
Shut up.
Ah, Walter, you're awake.
What is it, Isaac?
I've updated my catalogue of sins. Would you like to hear it?
No, Isaac. Actually, I'd rather
Sir Isaac Newton's catalogue of sins. Making a feather while on thy day.
Are you serious?
No. Now you've gone and interrupted me, I'll have to start over. Sir Isaac Newton's catalogue of sins. Making a feather while on thy day, O Lord, then denying that I made it. Using the word God openly and without remorse. Using the word bastard openly and without remorse. Using the word fuckface openly and without remorse. Refusing to return at my mother's command. Threatening my mother and stepfather to burn them alive in their home. Wishing death on many and hoping it truly comes for some. Having unclean thoughts and dreams, punching my sister, stealing my mother's plums and sugar, shooting a crossbow in the general direction of my grandmother, she deserved it, calling Dorothy Rose a jade, calling Dorothy Rose a swillbelly, calling Dorothy Rose an arseworm, not living according to my belief, not loving thee for thyself, calling Dorothy Rose a fuckface, not turning to thee for my affections, using unlawful means to bring about distress in the life of Arthur Storer, beating Arthur Storer within an inch of his life, dancing with Dorothy Rose in an unfit manner, rude comments directed at Master Clark as he buttered a piece of bread, gluttony, peevish idle discourse, burning all of Robert Hooke's life's work to ashes, and finally, kicking my sister.
Is that all?
For now. Though I suppose I can't get in too much trouble in my current state, especially with it being your finger inside me.
Can you please not phrase it that way?
We've been through this, man. You may not want to consider what you're doing as fingering me, but I'm sure as shit wrapped around your finger, aren't I? You know who the first man who fingered me was?
George Washington. Yes, we all know about George Washington.
I was once warned by heads capable of leading a revolution and founding an entire country. Now I spend my days being fingered by a man who works in... what is it again?
Human resources.
Human resources? Sounds as if you spend your days churning the crank of a people-grinding machine.
That's not too far off the mark, actually.
Well, then you must have many sins for which to atone. When was the last time you updated your catalogue of sins, Walter? Here, I'll even get you started. You've been quite a shit friend to me.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Are you sure you've got it?
Yeah, I'm good. Just get the door.
Let me just grab one of these shovels. They're about to fall.
No, don't touch anything. Everything is in perfect harmony. Except that thing.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, hey, Gail. I'm glad I saw you. I was just catching up on the BB Life feeds, and you will not believe what Jonathan said about Adam in DR.
The dude who thinks dogs can laugh?
No, that's John.
Ugh, I hate John. I hope he gets evicted this week.
Well, you might just get your wish. The live feeds have been wild this morning.
Is the house actually gonna flip on the cherry bomb queens?
Maybe.
Ah, don't tell me.
You need to watch the live feeds.
We don't have time for this. I need you in there setting up the camera.
Guess I gotta go. Record some stuff.
Oh.
Not like that.
Yeah.
One last chance. You ready to talk, Freemason?
What is it you want to talk about?
You know exactly what I want to talk about.
The secret knowledge.
The secret knowledge.
Right, well, as I've told you many times, there isn't any secret knowledge. The secrecy shtick is just a recruiting tool or bonus. Our ceremonies are just boring, repetitive rituals followed by unnecessarily expensive meals. I'm sorry, I know it's not what you want to hear, and it's definitely not an answer worthy of an abduction, but that is the truth. I swear.
No, shut up. You expect me to believe that's it? That's all? Centuries of dudes just hanging out and shooting the shit? I'm not stupid, okay?
I never claimed you were.
Do you realize what's happening here? What I'm about to be forced, what we're about to be forced to do to you?
Walt, just tell us what you know. I'm sure we'll be able to work something out.
Fuck this. I gave you a chance. It didn't have to come to this.
Come to what? Gale, you know I'm not an evil person.
I'm sorry, Wally. I wish there was something I could do.
But there is. All you have to do is open the cage. Let me out, and I promise I'll just walk away and forget all about this.
I don't know. I can't turn my back on an Alliance member.
Gale, please.
The basement door swings open to reveal Randy, outfitted head to toe with trash bags, goggles, gloves, and duct tape. He's also holding a chainsaw.
Fucking hell.
I've never actually used a chainsaw before, so I feel like I need to pre-apologize for how long this might take. Come on. Come on. Come on, you freaking piece of shit.
You look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous. Have fun washing a shitload of blood out of your hair. It does not come out easy, especially when it's someone else's blood. Trust me.
Whose blood? My blood?
What other blood would we be talking about?
Are you kidding me? I need to lay down some newspaper or some plastic, a tarp, or... Oh my god, we forgot the tarp. It's gonna be impossible to clean up. Oh my god, oh my god.
Gale, forget about the carpet. When we're done here, everything's getting burned to the ground. Yeah, there we go!
Gale, what's going on? No, you don't have to do this.
I just want to let you know that I really enjoyed our time watching Big Bubba together, and no hard feelings for what we're about to do to your body.
Listen to me, please. I won't say anything. Who were Randy and Gale? I don't know. Never heard of those people in my life.
I wish it were that easy. I wish I could just wipe your brain like your handlers did, but Randy and I haven't figured out the technology for something like that yet, so... Gotta do what you gotta do, right?
I know that sometimes the world is a scary and confusing place and you want to just find someone or something to blame all of your problems on. You need to find a reason why the universe seems to always be working against you. But I'm not that person, and the Freemasons aren't those people.
Shut the fuck up, you Illuminati biatch!
Hey, I am not an Illuminati biatch!
We'll see about that. Grab his arm, Gale!
Stop!
Get in here!
No!
Please?
No!
Have it your way! The blade on this baby is 18 inches. I can reach you from anywhere. It's time to start talking, Wally.
There are no real secrets to share, man. I don't care what you've read or watched or what's been whispered to you. Freemasons aren't evil. We're not some nefarious group bent on world domination. We're just trying to help each other become better people. That's it. That's all.
I've heard all this before. What is this? Some standard response your handlers tell you to say when you're being interrogated?
I don't have any handlers. I don't have any secret powers. My biggest secret is that I hate my life and I feel like I wasted my best years ignoring the people around me while I tried to write a book no one was even going to read. I mean, if I were some important Freemason, don't you think someone would have come to my rescue by now? If I were holding onto some secret knowledge capable of changing the world, do you think I'd be living alone in some depressing studio apartment in godforsaken Missouri, of all places?
Randy's thoughts are spinning with mental gymnastics, but he's realizing for the first time he might have made a mistake.
So, you really don't know anything. You're just some regular Joe fucking nobody who I kidnapped. And now I've locked in my basement.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Randy. I'm no one, and I don't know anything.
No. No, that's impossible. You're fucking lying again. Come on, Gale.
I'm sorry, Wally.
Gale, please, I won't say anything, I swear!
Tick-tock goes the clock. Tick-tock, it's ticky-tock. Tick-tock goes the clock, I wait for you.
You've been listening to Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Actor direction by Danielle Ellett. The opening and closing theme for Two Flat Earthers are both by Gladrags. Special thanks to our associate producers, Daniel Naruta and Anthony Sigmund Lowry. If you enjoyed listening to this episode of Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, please leave us a rating, review, codex, or riddle on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. If you aren't able to leave a rating or review, then please go into your backyard, the street, or a field and shout compliments about the show. If you plan on leaving a one-star rating or review on the podcast, we recommend instead that you simply fuck off and listen to something else.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.